The Workers' Party of the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has promised to continue its fight to defend her in the streets and in the Senate after the lower house of Congress voted for her to be impeached. MPs approved the move by the necessary two-thirds majority. The case will now be sent to the Senate, which is expected to suspend the president for 6 months while it carries out a formal impeachment trial. The BBC's Daniel Galas is in Sao Paulo.
Everyone in her party was still behind her, but the thing is that her party is still a small party with a minority. There is still a big split in terms of opinions. Some people say that she's just being victim of a coup, and that's what she alleges. Other people say that she has to go and that her government has lost its ability to rule. But in practice, we see that more politicians and people on the streets are now supporting the impeachment than the other way around.
The president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, has returned to the country to visit people affected by Saturday's earthquake after cutting short a visit to Rome. Nearly 300 people are known to have been killed. Speaking in the city of Puerto Viejo, Mr. Correa said there was evidence there were still some people alive under the rubble and the priority was finding them. Katie Watson reports.
President Correa has urged Ecuadorians to stay strong. He flew into the coastal city of Manta on Sunday evening, a city that bore the brunt of the quake. He said everything could be rebuilt, but lives cannot be recovered, and that's what hurts the most. In a country used to earthquakes, one of this scale has come as a shock. Rescue efforts are still underway, but time is running out. More than 10,000 troops have been deployed, but it's not easy getting to some of the worst-hit areas.
Ministers and industry leaders from around 30 countries are due to meet around now in Brussels to discuss the crisis in the global steel sector. Japan, Germany, India, the UK and the US are among the countries who'll be represented, along with China, which has been accused of causing prices to collapse by flooding international markets with cheap steel. This is the World News from the BBC. The latest peace talks aimed at ending 13 months of conflict in Yemen are due to get underway in Kuwait today. The UN brokered discussions follow a week-long ceasefire that's seen multiple violations. More than 6,000 people have died in Yemen during the war, about half of them civilians. A bus carrying members of an opera troupe has plunged 76 metres into a gorge in eastern India, killing at least 25 people and leaving another 11 critically injured. The bus was returning from Deoghar to Bargha in the state of Orissa. Women and children were among the 40 people on board. The Australian Parliament is holding a special session that could lead to an early election. The centre-right government of the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has recalled MPs to try to force through contentious labour reforms. He's warned that if they don't pass the legislation, which has previously been blocked by the Senate, he'll dissolve Parliament and call an early election. The last time that happened was nearly 30 years ago. The Hollywood couple Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have appeared in court in Australia to answer charges that she smuggled their pet dogs into the country last year. The actress and model admitted falsifying quarantine documents, but she escaped an official conviction. John Donison has this report.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard arrived in court looking relaxed, having reportedly flown in by private jet from Hawaii. The actress had been charged with illegally importing the couple's pet Yorkshire terriers, Pistol and Boo, into Australia in May last year. At the time, Australia's Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, said the dogs should be put down. Johnny Depp fired back, referring to Mr. Joyce as some kind of sweaty, big-gutted man from Australia. In court today, though, proceedings were much more civil. Amber Heard expressed remorse and pleaded guilty to falsifying a customs document. The smuggling charges were dropped.
John Donison reporting, and that's the BBC News.